You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
LIC जीवन के साथ भी जीवन के बाद भी LIC policies tend to enjoy trust from people at large. Why? Because company is majorly owned by the government. Whenever LIC launches a new product, it is well received in the market. They recently launched a product called LIC Jeevan Utsav. It has created quite a buzz on social media. While LIC is definitely popular, but what people miss out is, it is a life insurance company. Life insurance is meant to secure your family financially in case something happens to you. But most of LIC products are sold as investment products. Same is the case with other life insurance companies also. No comments if this is right or wrong, but you must understand the reality, the true picture of how these plans are constructed. Hello, I am Aparajita from Mint Money, and you are listening to Why Not Mint Money podcast. Today, I have with me Vivek Banka. He is co-founder at Goldteller, a wealth tech startup. He'll decode life insurance policies for us, especially LIC Jeevan Utsav.
Welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started with your money journey.
Welcome, Vivek, on the show here today.
Hi, Aparajita. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so I'll begin with first you explain our listeners that how many types of life insurance policies are there. Broadly, term life plans are there and then another investment insurance products called savings products. But in savings product, lot of things are there. So just explain what this universe of life insurance product is.
Yes. So Aparajita, what I'll do is to keep it very simple for our users. Insurance products can broadly be defined as in two different ways. One is a term insurance, and the second is a non-term insurance. In non-term insurance policies typically have an investment portion which gives you back money at different time periods. Some give the money until your entire life, which is called a whole life plan, which is what LIC Jeevan Utsav is. Some non-term plans have a nature of it being participative in nature, which means that the company, which is the insurer, the LIC or HDFC or whichever is the insurer, depending on the profits of the company, which is HDFC or LIC in this case, they hand out bonuses to the insurance holders different times. Of course, this LIC Jeevan Utsav is neither a participating policy. It is a non-linked policy. That's the other terminology which one needs to keep in mind. A linked policy is generally ULIP, which is unit-linked insurance plans. A non-linked means that your returns are guaranteed. Your returns are not linked to the fate of the stock markets, but it is assured at the time of when you invest into the policy. Two things which individuals should keep in mind before investing in these policies is that the tax benefits, the tax-free nature of the receipts that come when the policy payments come back is only available in two cases. The first being that your insurance premium that you pay across all your insurance plans should not exceed more than 5 lakhs a year. If that happens, then your receipts from insurance plans will become taxable. Second is for any policy, your sum assured of the policy should be at least 10 times the premium that you pay. So please ensure that both these conditions are met. If not, then the tax-free nature of the receipts goes for a toss. And LIC Jeevan Utsav is a non-linked, non-participating policy, a savings plan and a whole life insurance plan, which means until your death, you will continue to get benefits of this plan.
Right. Okay, so more about LIC Jeevan Utsav, and then we'll talk about in detail that why people get attracted to such kinds of plans.
Okay, so LIC Jeevan Utsav is a plan where you have to pay for a certain number of years. Let's take an example of you paying 1 lakh a year for approximately 6 years of time. Or let's say if you want to be even, you know, more accurate, let's take if you pay for 12 years, let's say you pay 1 lakh for 12 years in a go. So after the 15th year, which is basically if you start today, which is 2023, you keep paying until 2034. And from 2037 onwards, which is after a gap of 2 years, you start getting 1 lakh back every year until your death or 100 years of age, whichever is earlier. So again, to summarize, what happens is you are paying a lakh for 12 years, and from the 15th year onwards, you get the same lakh that you are paying or thereabouts every year until your life. So optically, what it seems like that you're paying a lakh for 12 years, which, you know, as a 30-year-old, you will be paying for 12 years. But after that, for the rest of your life, which is 60 years of age, you actually get back the same amount. But let me clarify this a little bit. When you're paying 1 lakh for 12 years, you have paid 12 lakhs already to the insurer. And when they give you 1 lakh back, if you put this entire 12 lakhs in a fixed deposit or a mutual fund or anything, you would surely get more than a lakh any which ways from these things. So it is just something which is a visibly a great product. But if you dissect the returns in this, the returns are only about 5.7 odd percent. And if I assume the person passes away in the interim sometime, the family gets a large chunk of money, which is basically the sum assured, which is in this case 10 lakhs plus some guaranteed additions. All of this combined will work out to 14.8 lakhs. Even if someone were to get the 1 lakh every year until he or she turns 80, and if the person passes away at 80, the net return works out to only 5.76%. So as much as you dissect this, any permutation and combination that you make, the return doesn't exceed 5.8% on the tops. And that is something which one needs to carefully realize, that most insurance plans of this nature do not give you returns more than this. In fact, one very important thing which is clearly a sign that the returns are not this much is LIC Jeevan Utsav has a plan where you can reinvest your benefits that are there. And the reinvestment that they offer the users is itself at approximately 5.5%. Not approximately, exactly at 5.5%. So LIC is saying that if the money which we give you, if you reinvest it back, is at 5.5%. So obviously it means that they will not give you significantly higher than that.
Right. Very, very important point. So just to simplify it for our listeners, so LIC in this plan has offered two kinds of payouts. One is regular payouts, in which you can keep receiving yearly payout, right? And then if you go for flexi benefit, then in flexi benefit, you can accumulate your payouts. You don't have to take it out every year. Rather, you can accumulate it every other year. And whenever you want, you can get that money lump sum. So in this kind of flexi benefit option, what they are doing is that first year, if you don't withdraw the money, then they will give you 5.5% benefit on it. Second year, you don't get it back, then again 5.5% benefit. So that money will increase at the rate of 5.5%. So that's what Vivek explained to us, that if LIC is offering this return at the rate of 5.5%, then how can the entire IRR of the product could be much higher than 5.5%, right? Am I right, Vivek?
Yes, precisely. That's well explained.
Yeah, and now about agents, LIC agents, or in the market when these plans are pitched to customers, then they use words like guaranteed income, 10% guaranteed income for lifetime. So hearing this, these words make people really attracted to these products, that yes, there is something in it. So what would you tell to customers about it, and what questions should they ask to those agents so that they get real answers? Because these are mathematical calculations and they sell it in a way that it's really hard to discuss it with them and really hard to ask those a hard-hitting question. So what would you advise policyholders or customers who will be pitched these products?
So the first and the most important thing every investor should know is the concept of time value of money. The 1 lakh that we pay now, after 15 years, is not the same 1 lakh, because inflation would have eroded a lot of it. If I take inflation at a very, very conservative 6% also, this 1 lakh would not be worth more than 50,000 after 15 years, possibly even lesser. So you got to realize that what they're paying you and assuring you 10% is on today's time value of money, not after 15 years. So please, guys, please do understand this aspect of money, that the value of money erodes over time. What is 1 lakh today after 15 years will not be worth more than 50,000 rupees. The same things, what you can buy in 1 lakh today, you can buy only things, the same things. I think this can be cut out. The amount of things that you can buy with 1 lakh today, you will not be able to buy with 1 lakh after 15 years. You will need 2 lakhs for that. So that means your power of money has eroded by 50%. So that's something which people should keep in mind. The second thing which people should keep in mind is that the money is paid from your own pocket. There are no free lunches in the world. And because of that, please understand, if the same money you go and put it into a bank fixed deposit or a corporate bond or even an equity fund, a balanced fund, the potential returns from these should be much, much higher. The third thing is people should understand the taxation aspect. People who are in a low tax bracket do not need these kind of post-tax returns, because they any which ways do not, they are not benefited because of efficient taxation. Mm-hmm. For people in the high tax bracket, people who need some security for their families right now and are worried about their own emotional and reckless investments, can look at this investment as a complete safe kitty. But there also, as I said earlier, people need to ensure that their total insurance payments are not more than 5 lakhs a year, and the sum assured is at least 10 times of their insurance premium.
Yeah, so in the market, people may sell it saying that you are getting tax-free IRA, but it's not really tax-free. There are some tax rules involved that not many people are aware of, and there could be chances where those LIC agents or any agent for that matter may not be aware of those tax rules, and they may not tell you the real picture. So people have to ask right questions, that what is the real return of this product, and second, what are tax implications? These two questions you have to ask. And also about the commission that agents are receiving on these products. If they are selling a product to you, then how much money are they making out of it? You are in very, very right to ask that question. So Vivek, can you tell us that what's the commission structure in these savings life plans for agents, for distributors?
In most of the times, the commission structure in these plans are at least double digit percentages of the first year premium. So if you pay a lakh, typically the insurance agent should be getting anything more than 10 lakhs. I will not be able to comment on the exact policies, but typically it can range from 10% all the way up to 30 to 40%. So the commissions are significant, and these commissions are paid from your pockets. So what effectively happens is, because of the fact that you get lower returns from this over the next 15, 20, 50, 100 years, that same money which LIC makes is upfronted to give the agents the commission. And that's how the product is pushed significantly by such agents. Again, to reiterate, I'm not saying this policy is bad for everyone, but for 90% of the people, this might not be the right policy. This policy can only work for people who are in a high tax bracket, who have low insurance cover already. And thirdly, they do not believe or trust their own investment skills, and they want to set aside a risk-free corpus or an annuity for their dependents.
Correct. And the life cover in such plans is really very minimal. So talk about a bit about that. How should people plan their investments and insurance, and why these savings life plans are not meant to give you life cover?
Typically, these plans have a small term cover, which is there because of the government rule that 10x of your insurance premium has to be the sum assured for getting the tax benefits. So because of that, most policies give you 10x life cover. Having said this, the investment portion, as we discussed earlier, does not generate more than 5.5-6% of returns. And because of which, it is wisest to invest into a term insurance and then club that with an investment product like a mutual fund or an index fund. Now, there are a lot of people who ask, why not ULIPs, which actually give me market returns plus insurance? So over long periods of time, my confidence is in the fact that mutual funds or index funds will do better than the insurance policy returns, because insurance policies are in a way designed to be extremely passive. And my belief is that because of the size that mutual funds enjoy, the best brains in the investment business always flow to mutual funds rather than them sticking to insurance companies. And hence, I believe that insurance should be left to the experts, which is the term insurance, and investing should be left to the experts, which is equity funds or index funds.
Right. Okay. And with mutual funds, people get this perception that this is market linked and it's not safe. That a lot of people say that it's a high risk product, and people looking for guaranteed income, then they choose such products. So what are some other options that can give people guaranteed, maybe 90%, 95% guaranteed income? Something that they can replace, that can be compared with the life policies. Mutual funds, yes, we do compare it with insurance policies, but obviously it's a high risk product and these investment linked insurance policies are not really high risk. So what are some comparable products?
So Aparajita, there are many such policies available in the public domain from private insurers also. As I said, maybe I will bifurcate between term insurances, ULIPs, and normal conventional products. In ULIPs, you get a combination of your life cover plus market-linked returns. But here also the expenses are higher than the blend of mutual funds plus insurance. And in ULIPs also, the value can go down. So the risk element stays. Coming to guaranteed products, most of the guaranteed products, if not all, in most cases all, actually give you lower returns than fixed deposit. So when we talk about risk, even a fixed deposit doesn't have a risk. And in such cases, a fixed deposit can work out a little better with more liquidity. And you could add a bit of corporate bonds, a bit of equity, with the safety still being high. At the same time, the risk cannot, exceeding too much. And those things can be a much better alternate to a non-ULIP or a guaranteed policy.
Right.
So to summarize this, to make it more simple, for a guaranteed product from an insurance company, the combination of a term insurance and a fixed deposit stroke corporate bonds or some equity savings funds, which have very low equity, I think will work much better. For a ULIP, the competitive product would be a mutual fund, index fund, coupled with a term insurance. And of course, term insurance, which is something which is a great thing to buy.
Right. Correct. Thank you so much, Vivek, for sharing your views with us.
Thanks, Aparajita. Thanks a lot for having me.
As Vivek rightly pointed out, that LIC Jeevan Utsav will only work for 10% of people. 90% people, it will not suffice their requirement. Only 10% people who may belong to higher tax brackets should consider buying this product. And whenever somebody is offering you guaranteed income, lifetime income, all these enticing products, then you must understand the catch. There must be a catch only why such kind of features are being offered to you. So be very vigilant about it. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast today. I'll come back soon with more such podcast. Keep tuning into stsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.